Hello and welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily educator, investor, father, and mentor. And I'm a little frustrated today because this is our second show on Riverside, so we're going to see how things fly today. That's how we do it on the show. We can make it happen. Today's show, we have Hendra and Mercy Tambunam. They first came to the U.S. as a foreign students after graduating college. Hendra and Mercy worked jobs in Fortune 50 big companies, really, big four corporations in the hospitality industry. Let's stay away from the hospitality industry, everybody, just as an aside note. Realizing that single family wasn't scaling fast enough, they decided to join the Jake and Gino family and jump into multifamily investing. To date, Hendra and Mercy have been involved in seven projects with more than 1,000 plus units as both a GP and the LP and lead the San Francisco chapter of Multifamily and More. Welcome to the show, Hendra and Mercy. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Gino. Thanks for having us, though.
Thank you, Gino. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the journey, because before we started hitting the record button, you guys have been on for 3 years. And if you look back 3 years ago, would you ever imagine you'd be in this place right now, 3 years ago, starting from San Francisco, starting as W-2 employees, starting with all those limiting beliefs and those doubts? Walk me through the journey of how it's been for the last 3 years.
It's been great, though. I mean, I wouldn't never trading it for any other ways. I mean, one thing that I keep kicking myself, to be honest, though, why I don't do it sooner, right? I mean, single family. The journey has been great, at least for me personally. And Mercy, maybe you can share yours.
Oh, experience. Yeah. Well, I learned how to be thick-skinned, you know, and asking people around. If you don't know, you don't know. You got to ask.
Mm-hmm. But why? The question is, why did you wait longer? Why for you did it take you so long? I wouldn't say so long, but longer to transition from single family into multifamily?
Because I think the idea is, like, number one is limiting belief. Like you feel like I don't have enough capital. I don't have an experience. And then plus living in California also make it a little bit tougher. I mean, I already stretching out of my comfort zone to invest single family out of state just to get a cash flow to begin with. Now, let alone taking down like multifamily, like 40, 50 units, you know, out of state. How do I do that? That is like a limiting belief that you have to do it yourself without proper education. I mean, this is my mantra when I invest in single family, just buy and pray. Right, that's the mantra, pretty much, hoping that this cash flowing, and enough hoping that you get a good partners in the property management, that you don't get a call in the middle of the night like, hey, somebody stole your pipe. It happened, by the way, before. Mm-hmm. Right, that kind of thing, that, you know, when you're investing out of state. So for me, like, leaping into larger multifamily, just like, oh, there's no way I can do that. I mean, I'm losing my hair, but I don't want to expedite that by investing larger unit back then.
And Mercy, why for you? I mean, Hendra laid out his why. What was your reason?
My reason is I always been in the operation. Do you know I operate restaurant before? So it's really hard for me to leap forward if I cannot see the second and the third steps. It's all blur and foggy, and I don't know what is out there, and I don't want to make a mistake, and we are not young anymore, and we want to make sure that we kind of hold the fort and not leaping too far away.
Mm-hmm. So what pushed you finally? What got you over that why? What made you get into multifamily? What was the big reason you said, you know what, I don't see three steps in front of me, because all of a sudden you didn't see that because you never bought one before. Mm-hmm. I can't see in front of me. I have to take that challenge, that risk right now, Hendra.
So 3 years ago, I used to work for IBM, a Fortune 50 company, right? And then travel a lot, make a killing. But the work-life balance is not there. I'm on the road all the time. Mercy worked in the restaurant. Her big, you know, big revenue coming from a private event that happily happened on the weekend. And plus, we got 11-year-old son back then. And the quality, the family quality time is not there. We make a good money, but the family quality time is not there. What's the purpose, right? We start looking into business. And then when I start looking into it, more looking for buying a business, is always going back to real estate. And I stumbled across your book that you and Jake wrote, The Wheelbarrow Profit, right? And I start seeing a clear picture, like, this is could be a business that we can implement. We don't have to go far and buying a franchise, buying an existing business. This is a business that we can build. I gave it to her, the book, She read it over the weekend, which is surprising already. And then she said, like, let's do this. Like, are you serious? Like, you know, that's become the aha moment for us. Like, this is a real business. It's not just buying and praying or buying in for just for cash flow, but we can force appreciate, make it better and while serving customer and still make a profit. Mm-hmm. That's the leap, you know, that's pretty much what changed for me.
I love that. Bill Hamm always likes to say, you can either learn on the street or you can learn in the classroom. You learn on the street, it's going to be a lot more expensive and it's going to take you a lot longer time. You know, what I love what you said about that, Hendra, you know what, Jake and Gino, we like to say we create multifamily entrepreneurs. That's what we're doing. I mean, in the beginning, you may not see it. And Jake and I took a little while to see it. But that first little deal you do, that's a cash machine. All of a sudden, that's a little business. Then the next deal you do, that's another business. And then all of a sudden, you have multiple streams of revenue, whether you're property managing, whether you're asset managing, whether you're buying the deals yourselves, and all of the businesses within multifamily, laundry yep. and lead fees. It's just, you don't know that until you get into the business. And it's just amazing to scale. So just a little bit of background, everybody who's listening. Hendra Mercy, limiting beliefs in the single family space in California, W-2 employee, lots of things stacked up against you. And by the way, Mercy, I have a lot of, what's the word I should say? I feel sorry for you being in that business because I was in the same business as you. And that's what pushed me out of the restaurant business, the weekends, the holidays. Everyone's having fun and Uncle Gino is working. I hated that so much. And it didn't align with my values. And I feel for you because, man, that'll at a certain time in your life, you'll be okay. But then there'll be a certain time, everybody who's listening, where you don't want to deal with that anymore. And there's something else out there. And I'm so thankful that you guys found Jake and Gino. Now, Andrew, when you guys joined, what was the big aha moment when you joined? You're like, what was the value that you derived early on from the community?
So one thing that I credit this to Marco, your brother, by the way. Yeah, I mean, I went to my last project in Tarrytown, which is pretty close to White Plains where you are. And I met Marco and Marco said, like, you got to be vested in community. You got to be, you know, you don't have to do everything yourself alone. And that's a big aha moment for me. It's like, wait a minute, I've been doing it wrong. I might be able to get 8 to 10 single family home, but I'm doing it by myself. Mm-hmm. If I can partner up with people, you know, I'll find whatever my talent, my strength, and how can I add value to them. That's how we grow together. And that's what has been our approach together. I mean, both of us, we're complementing. We are becoming a package right now. Mercy and Hendra are becoming a package that can value add to other people that, you know, I can help with the acquisition, capital raise, Mercy's asset management. That's how become a value add package combo for any other team. And that's how we start to acquire out-of-state property, and that's become the biggest thing that take away from when you join the Jake and Gino.
Wow, so you talk about brand, Mercy. Talk about the brand. Talk about how you started out and you had the limiting belief of, well, I have to buy in California to, wow, I could actually go out of state and start partnering up. And I didn't even know what syndication was. What, you know, walk me through that process of when you're first joining. It must have been so many aha moments.
Want to say that?
Maybe you can start first. I'll edit later.
Well, I mean, it's a learning process. I remember that I reached out with that kind of advice from Marco, and then I started reaching out people in community. There's some people that's actually just recently closed deals, and then I asked, like, how can I help? And then it turned out that there's a co-GP opportunity. And then, believe it or not, the moment he said, like, co-GP, it's like, okay, great, I can help. And I don't even know what I'm getting into. And then I start looking at Google, like, what is GP to begin with? And then that kind of thing, that's how clueless we were back then. But we are so eager to add value to other people because we believe that, like what Bob Burke said in Go Giver, right? Like, that's how you add value to people. That's how you grow and go from there.
I love that. And for anybody out there who's in the Jake and Gino community who wants to reach out to Hendra and Mercy, they are in California. They've got a great meetup. They're adding a ton of value. If you want some advice, if you want to join the meetup, if you want to partner on deals with them, if you want to look at their journey over the last 3 years, because like I said, they started out as co-GPs, then they're looking at deals, and now they're transitioning into, hey, I'm going to start looking at some JV deals. And it's a great way where you have a strategy of multiple different strategies and whatever part of the market cycle you're working in. Now, Mercy, you said you left your job. You said you left the job and you've been doing this full time for the last 3 years. How has that been? How's that transition been for you?
It has been slowly, but it's moving forward. And one thing that I learned that do not be afraid to ask people. And while I'm in this position, I will be more than happy when people ask me questions. I will be more than happy to give all information because, you know, it's all available. It's out there. I have to have a courage to call, to pick up the phone and, you know, ask question.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that first deal, Hendra. When you started raising money, what was the feeling like? I mean, I can tell you my first deal. I still get afraid when I'm looking at deals. That fear of, are we doing the right thing? We're placing capital and we're buying deals internally ourselves, but we still have employees investing in it. We still have the partners. My son's getting in on deals. Walk me through that first deal. What were your thoughts? What was going through your mind on that first deal?
I feel like the sky is crashing on me. That's a feeling. I mean, I literally pulled on my laptop. I still remember that I placed all my family in the living room. I go in the you know, connecting my laptop to my big screen TV and explaining like, oh, this property, why multifamily, why Dallas, and so forth, right? And it's pretty crazy. But there is a thing though. One thing that I learned, that people don't invest in the deal. People invest because they trust you. That relationship. People don't really look at the number, but because they trust you and you believe in that deal, that's how much of trust they gave it to you. They're willing to invest together with you.
Now, we have had a great run in multifamily, going from zero units to over $250 million in assets. That's over 2,000 apartment deals that we've been able to purchase through our framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right.
Now, Jake and I, we created the Jake and Gino community back in 2015. We launched our first book, Yield Our Profits. And since then, our students have closed over 60,000 units. That's over $4 billion in assets they've been able to close over the last 6 years.
And that's why this community has been so successful. We call it results-based education, and we pour back into the community everything that we've learned on our journey from zero to 2,000 units and all our systems and scale that we use on our very own property management and investing companies.
Jake, I love that. It's not just education, it's implementation. So what I want you to do, click on that link down below, apply to work with our team, see how we can help you on your journey. Multifamily.
Man, I was going to ask you what learning lessons or what mistakes did you make on the first deal? That's probably the biggest learning lesson or mistake that we do is where we go into our family, we overwhelm them. Here's the IRR, here's the cap rate, here's the density, here's the median income, no flood zone. And they're like, Hendra, Mercy, what are you guys talking about? I don't even know. And then a confused mind always says no. That's the reality. But if you say to them, food, clothing, and shelter. Food, clothing, and apartments. Basic human need. Get out of the stock market. We're financial stewards. We're putting money into this deal. Would you like to join us? I'm offering you this opportunity. Game changer. Completely different. So I can picture you in that room right now with your family huddled over with your laptop. You got spreadsheets. You got a PowerPoint presentation going on. And they must be like, what is he showing me? So that must have been a really cool feeling. But at the same time, it must have been overwhelming at the same time because you're talking to family members. They don't know the brand, Hendra and Mercy, as multifamily investors. They know you guys as just the family, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, it was overwhelming, definitely, though. I mean, yeah, I was really nervous back then. I mean, how did you know about this information? How do you trust this operator, right? How do you know this guy? How do you know all this knowledge? Like, well, we invested in ourselves, too. I mean, in education-wise, right? That's how we learn.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Anything else stick out on that first deal? Anything else as far as learning wise, what you learned on that first deal, closing that first deal?
One thing that, one thing that we learned, that there's a lot of people that you can add value with, right? I mean, don't feel like I don't have anything to offer. You always have something to offer, but you need to create a brand and make your name out there. Mm-hmm. And then in somewhere, somehow, you could be boots on the ground. You can become the capital raise if you're in a city like New York or California, or you can become like an asset management. If you have some, look at Mercy. I mean, right now she's coming from operational. I mean, banquet even planning, but she's pretty good with operation. She's becoming a great asset manager in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing that you can add value to the team. Don't feel like you start everything from zero. You do have something to add value with.
I'd like to share a story with everybody here right now. And it was a little over a year. It was a year ago. And I remember being in the boot camp at Jake and Gino boot camp. It was a Managerite boot camp. And I remember walking the property, and Hendra's walking with me, and he's like, I need this Managerite right now. And it was amazing to see the growth, because in the very beginning, everyone, we're all focused on buying the assets and financing them properly. And then to see the growth of just within 2 years to understand, wow, this is a business, and I need to really learn how to manage these properties and to be able to walk with other Jake and Gino students, to be able to go into these units, to be able to get on the bus tour, to be able to network and to show how you can provide value and then bring that back to your team and go, wow, I know how to turn a unit in 5 days now. I know where rent should be. I know how to like evict residents out there. I know how to do a turn process. All of these things. And I remember walking on that property with you and saying, wow, we've come a long way, but we need to be here learning this information. And for everybody out there, it's a lot of work. I mean, it really is a lot of work. You guys have sacrificed weekends to come to these events. You guys do the meetup. You guys have I've been on countless webinars and Zooms and capital raises. Talk a little bit about that work. How have you guys been able to work together as a couple doing this? Because my wife and I love working with her, but she can drive me nuts sometimes, and she's not going to hear this, so I can say that.
I like to speak on this one, though.
Well, we schedule it, Gino, meaning we make time of it. And we have this business and become a part of us. We just kind of intertwine with our time. We don't schedule, okay, from 9 to 5, let's talk about this. You know, it doesn't work. We'll just make it seamless. We talk with our teenager son. We talk about asset managing. We'll just make it as a casual. It's part of our life. When we go to church, we just talk about it. When we have, you know, how can I say this? Put this in
I think it's just more like a teamwork, like, chemistry, yeah. Right? I mean, when you enjoy what you do and you're passionate about it, then it's just becoming a part of conversation. But at the same time, we have to be mindful too. Our son still need us as mommy and daddy. He's not just like a you know, multi-family entrepreneur. So we have to be mindful with his presence. We have to limit that conversation too.
But you also bring him to events. I mean, you also inundate him. You're also, so there's a balance there. So for everybody out there, the family work-life balance, building the business is like working on your family. You have core values. You have your mission statements. What my wife and I have just started doing, because Jake actually, I don't want to say forced us, but he sort of pitched me on it, was weekly L10s. I do a weekly meeting with my wife every Sunday for 20 minutes. We have a running calendar. In the last month, we've been able to book flights. We have weekly podcasts that we have to be on together. We've got a schedule. Tonight, I've got to go pick my daughter up at gymnastics, so I know that. We have actually got our passports 2 weeks ago. So every week, we basically go through what needs to get done. It's a 20-minute call, and it really removes a lot of friction about, oh, Hendra, you were supposed to pick up, you know, our son today at school, or we had an investor meeting at 3 o'clock today. Why didn't you make it? That weekly meeting where we just have a document on Google Drive and just list out what we need to get done weekly, and then there's quarterly priorities. Then there's like the yearly things we want to do. Let's say go to Italy in 8 months. That needs to get done. So as things don't sneak up on you, and it's really proper planning. And if we don't do that with the family as well as with the business, I just think we're losing a huge opportunity. So do I have you guys on this weekly L10? Because Jake got me to do one. So maybe you guys can schedule out 15 minutes a week and get on there and make sure you get your stuff done.
She just put me on my calendar, like I pick up my son at a certain hour. So I was like, okay, all right. No.
Yeah. I love that. Calendar, you know.
Yes. I want to talk about the brand. And this is a question for you, but I want really leave it open-ended for everybody listening, because this is so important. When you think about your brand and whether you're raising capital, whether you're going out there buying deals, whether you're partnering with other people, whatever that looks like, I want everyone to think about what their brand represents. I want them to strip it down to one or two sentences. Like at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. We are the premier multifamily community out there. That's what I think our brand, we want to represent. For you guys, I keep hearing the word value. Have you thought about what you want your brand? And even if it's like one word for me, for Jake and Gino, it's I would say it's family. That's the one word that comes out when I want people to see Jake and Gino. What do you think about with family? Some people want experience. Some people want luxury. Some people want destination. Have you guys really thought about that? And this is for the listeners as well. As I'm saying this, think about when you pick up a call, the phone, and you call a broker, what is their first thought of when they're talking to you, or an investor, or a potential partner? Have you guys thought about that?
Yeah, I think for me, I want to leave a good taste, right? I mean, leaving a legacy, right? That's the end of the day. I mean, I keep my brand promise to people, like, look, reach out to me, you know, whether I'm going to be able to help you directly or indirectly. You know, I don't have to be getting involved in your deal or anything. Like, if I can add value, even like connecting you with somebody else, I'll do that if I don't get a benefit of that. Because for me, it's like, I want us to people feel like you can do this. If we can do this, you can also do it. It doesn't have to be with us. It could be with somebody else too. I introduced, a recent joiner of the community. It's like, hey, I want to connect with this guy for this market. Sure, I just make a connection and go from there. I don't have to be part of that deal. I'm already happy enough because that way we can grow together. That's just for me.
I'm just taking some notes as I'm listening. I hear the word value. I hear connections. I hear community. I had a mentor whose company, unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago. He was a great guy. His company was called the Value Hound, like as in dog. I something where you guys have that word value in there so people understand that, oh, you know, we're the multifamily value providers, something like that, because I think it's great that we all stand out. So when you pick up the phone, someone calls you up, oh, these guys aren't trying to pitch me or sell me. They're here to really provide value and answer my questions. So that's your homework. Next time I see you two, I want to know what your brand promise is and what that statement is, okay?
All right, like sounds that. Good. Yep, like that.
Last question before we wrap up. What does the future look like for you guys in multifamily?
So for us, I think we started from syndication to JV. I mean, we may still do syndication down the road, depending on the how the market pan out. But right now, our focus has been JV, a smaller deal, because at the end of the day, we acquire asset, which is great. But if we, through syndication, 5 to 7 years, we're selling it, what's the whole point? We want to leave a legacy for our kids eventually. And that's the reason why we're doing this. And then we see that JV model fit in more well for us with this. Because that way then we can leave a legacy to our children and hopefully our grandchildren too. That's the reason why we've been shifting a little bit. Smaller deals, still in the same market in Midwest, but that's what been the focus for us.
I love that. That's such clarity that you guys have been able to say, let me start here, but I want to introduce this strategy as well. Before I sign off, where can the listeners get a hold of you guys? Website, emails?
Yeah, they can go to our website, Ideabox Capital, IDEABOXCAPITAL.com. Or they can also reach out to Facebook, Indra Tambunan and Mercy Tambunan as well. And I give them my phone number too, 510-270-2920. Feel free to text and we'll take it from there. Anything we can help you with the multifamily journey.
That's awesome. Let me wrap this up really quick, everybody. What I love most about the story is that Hendra and Mercy are like a lot of the listeners out there. They're high-level executives. They have small businesses. They're in the single-family space. You check all three boxes. It's amazing. And you're out there and you're saying, well, there's got to be something more. I love business. I want to go into a franchise. But a franchise model is difficult. And I'm like, okay, let me try this real estate thing. I know multifamily, I can scale up. Single family, buying one at a time, it's really hard. Let me get into the multifamily space. And that fear, well, how do I do it? You know, you seek to serve or pay to play, got on, you find a mentor, you start educating yourself. But there's a lot of work that's involved. Going to the events, getting on coaching calls, putting in the time and the effort, doing countless webinars, getting on planes. And then when you finally figure it out, you're like, okay, I don't even know what GP means, but I'm going to learn what that is. And I learned a strategy that I never even knew 3 years ago. That got me in the game. You start doing your first syndication. Start raising the second one. talking to family members who think you're crazy. What is even a multifamily? Is that multiple people living in one apartment? Or I don't even know what that is, right? So start talking to your family members. They think you're crazy, but it's a great thing because those of us who are crazy are doing different things. We're sticking out of our comfort zone. Start working and you start providing value to others. And always, how do I provide value? How do I make the other side more valuable? Where can I derive value? Focusing on this. And now all of a sudden from doing syndications, I'm looking at another strategy where I can start JVing these deals and getting smaller deals, mixing them up. Those may be more of legacy deals where I hold longer term. The syndications provide the capital, the fees, the asset management. You put both of those together and in the next 3 to 5 years, you're probably going to have a couple thousand units. So it's been an amazing story. One more time before we get off the air. Phone number 510-270-2920. And for those of you out there that really are serious, most people give their phone numbers out there and they say, oh, I'll give them a call. If you're really looking for advice, if you're stuck on single family, if you don't know what the next turn for you is, give them a call because they were in California. They were in a W-2 job, a lot of limiting beliefs they had, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have those limiting beliefs as well. So if you're stuck and you need some mode of inspiration or motivation or just the next step, what to do next, reach out, use that phone number, don't be afraid. And I want to thank you both for being on the show. It's been a pleasure. Have a lot of fun, and we will see you guys soon. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Gino.